We've got problems. There was a nuclear scientist who was killed in Iran. Iran says it was the United States who did it. The United States has condemned it. Britain has condemned it. Israel has said nothing. So there's a lot of suspicion that Israel was responsible for his death. But things have certainly heated up. If you're president of the United States, with Ahmadinejad visiting just down the road a little bit in Cuba and all that going on in Tehran, what would you be doing differently tonight than President Obama is doing?
Well, I would have. I've already made a public statement that any nuclear scientist, particularly any foreign nuclear scientist who's cooperating with the Iranians in developing a nuclear weapon program, would be considered an enemy combatant. And I wouldn't. I would be doing what Israel would be doing tonight, which is saying nothing.
Would you have participated in trying to eliminate him?
I'd be saying nothing right now.
Would you have been behind his elimination? There are different ways to go after the program. One is to take out their plants, and another is to take out their people who are involved in them.
I think that this is the most serious threat to the security and stability of the world that we have today, and we should be using all types of methodologies to stop that, including taking out people. And I've said specifically foreign scientists who come into Iran for the purposes of helping them to develop a nuclear weapons program. These are people who should be treated like enemy combatants, period.